Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show, My So-Called Fabulous. I'm Tiffany. Welcome, everyone. And hey, I am talking to you about one of my pillars. I'm here today to talk about fashion. You know, I love it. Have you seen my Instagram? I love fashion so much. And I am just so honored and thrilled because an icon in the fashion world is on my show today. If you're even remotely, know anything at all about Dallas, you are aware of Clothes Horse Anonymous. And this is luxury consignment like you've never seen, y'all. I am so impressed. They have a storefront, not just online stuff here, y'all. This is not what we're talking about. You get to touch it. You get to hold it. You get to feel it. And everyone, welcome to the show. The Director of Operations for Clothes Horse Anonymous, Miss Jennifer Mayrath.
Hello.
My goodness, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, you're excited. Right here in Dallas, and we're in the Dallas studios today, and you came over, and you are talking to me about this fabulous icon that's 50 years old.
50 years.
And I am 59, and I cannot believe this icon is 50 years old. Can you?
I cannot.
No.
I mean,
so there's a celebration coming up, and we're really going to talk about that. 50-year celebration. That, and let's just start with, when is it?
Okay.
No,
it's Saturday, April 20th.
Yes.
And it's from 2 to 4 p.m.
Great.
We'll have a fashion presentation. We'll have some beverages and some bites. We'll have a DJ.
Wow.
Fun.
So fun. Okay, so it's the 16th of April now, so we've got about a week or so. So we need the RSVP, and we're going to have all that in the show notes.
Gotcha.
That's what you would prefer, right?
That would be great. But yes, just so we have an idea of a head count. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, we'll have all that in the show notes, y'all. But y'all, we're going to dig in fashion and what it is. And, you know, I really do talk about women empowerment on this show. And the birth of Clothes Horse Anonymous was by two women in the 70s. Now, I want you to rewind. What was going on with in the 70s with women? So can you explain these two amazing women that are still with us and still part of the business?
Still part of it, absolutely. They were friends that lived on Cinderella and over on the Disney streets, Princess streets. And they started kind of as a clothing swap. And then there was a need and people kept participating and swapping. And then it grew and they have a story. They went into the bank. I'm not sure. It was in the 70s. And the story is, you know, it was all men and they were smoking and kind of like these two ladies are coming in to get, you know, start a business and they're selling what?
Yeah.
Used clothes.
Right.
Business. But they did it. They were fearless and they did it.
You know, you were explaining that to me before the show. They got the loan.
They did.
They got it.
They did.
That is amazing.
They did.
You know, because I was born in 65, and of course, in the 70s, I certainly don't remember what was going on at that time, but they were swapping clothes. It was a thing.
Well, and the whole name, Clothes Horse Anonymous, is people didn't want to know. They didn't want anyone to know that their things were being sold.
Really?
So we have stuck with that. We have a separate entrance for the consigners.
Really?
People still like that.
Okay.
And you know, they knew they'd made it. They had the van. Uh-huh. And then they would go do pickups. And people would say, pull the van around back.
Right. Right.
So we don't want anybody to know we're selling our clothes.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I get it. You know, you and I were talking about this. I grew up with meager means. Mm-hmm. And having luxury items is a luxury for me, for sure. And so selling, because it's just hard for me. I mean, it's really hard. And I'm wondering if your customers are feeling the same. Very difficult for me to let go because it costs me a lot of money to get it, you know?
For sure. Yeah. We have some that are collectors that will hold on to things.
Yeah.
And then we have some that it's just a transaction. It's just a bag. I'm done with it.
Right.
Or we see a lot of people, they've gained weight, they've lost weight.
One
in, one out.
One in, one out.
Yeah.
So do you find that your younger customer or your younger donator, or are they willing to give up easier than I would?
Much easier.
Why is that?
I don't know if it's because they accept the resale industry and they don't hold on to things. I mean, I have some bags that I will never sell, but I won't carry them either.
Right.
They stay protected in my closet.
Yeah.
I just,
I love that.
Love them.
You have a bag collection, I understand.
I have a few, but it's like I don't want them to get dirty or get rained on.
Right.
But we do see a lot of people coming in, and it's like, I'm just done with this.
Wow. What is your favorite luxury item? Like, is it bags?
Bags for me.
Bags for you.
I would say our shoppers used to really go to the jewelry, the designer jewelry, but bags have become kind of the thing.
Have they really?
You know, and I think that's true because you can gain weight, you can lose weight, and a bag fits.
For sure.
A bag is a good accessory.
Even shoes. I mean, when I'm pregnant, good Lord.
Yeah.
Not that that'll happen again. Right. But, okay. So give us... These women started this. So did they start it in their garage? Do they have a storefront at from the get-go?
The trunk of Nancy's car.
Wow.
And the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then I think the first store was in a bank building. And then they did the store. It's Preston Forest, but over on the north side by the Starbucks. I think it was the Starbucks.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. So, and then they just grew. How many storefronts have they had through all these 50 years?
I believe it's just two.
Just two?
Just the two.
Wow. I could be wrong. Yeah, well, that's okay. I've been wrong too. Then. Oh, my gosh. So, the store that you have now, do you see that being for the forever store?
I think so. Yeah, we love that we have the corner space. We love our location in Preston Hollow. We always say we're right in the heart of Dallas.
Right.
So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And it's that's the one I've been to for sure.
We miss Ulta being next door because that was fun.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Bringing customers in as well.
Yeah, we did a little trade.
Who is your customer?
We try to have an inventory for young ladies going through recruitment that need dresses, all the way up to young ladies that have retired and are not working.
Right, right. So tell us the experience of being a person. Okay, what is the word? If I brought you my items, what am I? Am I the donate or
consigner?
Consigner.
Yeah, or the consigner.
Okay. So tell me about that. How does this process work?
Okay.
Do we call you? Do we?
You just come on in and we do a 90-day contract. Items will go on sale after 30 days and then 50%, 25%, and then 50%.
Okay.
And if you want your items back at the end, you can come and grab them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me interrupt the show just for a minute. Eating healthy has always been a priority. However, when life gets busy, it makes it harder to maintain healthy eating habits, which is why I'm loving Personal Trainer Food. Personal Trainer Food is an easy and cost-efficient way to have healthy meals ready in minutes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With 75-plus restaurant-quality menu items to choose from and meal plans designed to fit your needs, these delicious meals make it easier than ever to reach your health goals. Simply select your plan, your meals, and get 7 to 24 days worth of meals delivered right to your doorstep. So far, y'all, my favorite meals are egg bites in the morning and fire-braised chicken breasts during the day or at night. Head to personaltrainerfood.com to get started and use code TIFFANY35 for 35% off your order. Again, that's personaltrainerfood.com. Use TIFFANY35 at checkout. So how do you know? This is always what gets me when I'm purchasing, you know, from what is authentic versus not.
Because it gets tricky because there are some really good, not authentic items out there. We had recently some designer sweatshirts and made it all the way through. And when they went to put them online, they were like, the tag's a little funny, and if we have any question, we'll just return it.
Yeah. You will. Wow. Yeah. Because it's amazing to see the knockoff.
They're really good. With handbags, we have a tool that we use, and it prints out a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only for designer bags.
Designer bags.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm truly dating myself, and I don't know the law here, but I used to go to New York when I was going on business. And I would go in a certain section of town you would just go into this room and shop in a certain area, and you could go this back room, and it was the good.
The good, yeah.
That's illegal now, right?
It is,
right?
And we tell everybody when they consign, they sign something saying it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that even like on Tory Burch, Coach, Lululemon.
Right.
Because it's against the law to sell it. So
that's okay.
We want to protect the client and the shopper.
It is against the law. I mean, I'm telling you, youth, my daughter would roll her eyes and be mortified if she knew the girl that I was in New York that would get in someone's van that had a full van full of Louis Vuitton. They were supposed to be real.
Right.
Get in the van.
Yeah.
What is my problem?
Down the alley in the trunk.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look, my daughter's in the studio with me, right? She's a true crime girl.
What?
She's a true crime girl. So, I mean, seriously, the things I did for my bags.
No, I'm with you.
That are probably fake.
Well, I did. What can I sell to get this bag?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not bringing those bags to you.
No,
they're long gone.
We had a man come in with a fake duffel bag and went up to address him, and it was my father.
What?
He had bought it as like a joke, and everyone knew it was a fake. So,
oh my goodness, there's good fakes.
There are good fakes.
And I'm even noticing now, for example, the Valentino rock stud shoes. There are brands that they look just like. How is that possible? It's just there's something off that we know.
Just a smaller stud. Or just some slight variation.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. So talking about that, what sells at your store? I mean, if someone walked in with X brand, what sells? What brand and what item?
Right now, dresses are the thing.
Really?
Floral dresses. I love that we're both in solid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the busy boho prints are very popular right now. And then the next best-selling category is blouses. And it used to be more shoes, handbags, jewelry. So it's interesting.
Jennifer, really? Yeah.
And then premium denim would be third.
Really? Not like Valentino bags or Gucci bags. I mean,
those for the designer items, YSL bags are, those are a hot seller. But the majority of like the category that's sold is dresses right now. Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the handbags, it's, the luxury bags are the thing.
Gosh.
Yeah.
How does Clothes Horse Anonymous, how do they practice sustainable fashion? How do y'all do that?
We are really committed to helping find, these pre-loved items a new home.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a live shopping. We do it twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday. And Skylar always ends it about keep the circle going.
Mm-hmm.
And so keeping those things out of landfills, we talk about that a lot.
Right.
And then we try to do, we donate. We have a meeting on Monday to donate some shoes and some jewelry. Donations can get a little sticky because, sometimes people don't need, a Chanel wallet as a donation. They need something in an emergency. So.
Exactly.
But the shoes and the accessories will be good on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you decide when it's time to donate? And is that up to the consignor? Is that what you call it?
We have it in the contract that we donate if something, say, it gets damaged on the floor.
Okay.
Some people would prefer to have those items back. So we kind of base that on like price point.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a Chanel jacket, we would not donate that.
Are you guys online?
We are.
You are. You do have a website. And is the website, and I know obviously with the pandemic, we were shopping online.
Right.
Which I look now and I think, golly, I mean, people buy from me. I'm an influencer. I mean, someone told me that you have a department store. I'm like, no, I don't. Yes, I do. And so I would have never thought that I would have been a candidate because I want to feel it. I want to.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to, mm-hmm. I do want to hold it.
Right.
But. You have a huge audience of online, I guess.
We do. And we kind of started the website with let's just do the luxury items, the things that we want to get in front of more eyeballs than just what's coming in the store. But then when we started the lives, it's, well, let's maybe try. We did a Johnny Was last week.
Right.
So let's see if they're, if people are looking for that online as well. So it's hard to, what I'm telling you is it's hard to decide what to put online now.
I'll bet.
Because there's just so much. We took off the limits of just doing luxury. And a lot of clothes now are selling online. We didn't do a ton of clothing. And so we've added that and that sells really well.
Our accessories and everything. Yeah. What is the square footage of the store?
7,000 square feet.
Okay, 7,000. Yeah. It's a large store.
Yeah.
It's a large store.
So we talked about the prints that are so hot now, and I know brands that I work with, it really is. I mean, it is floral prints and, you know.
Crazy.
I know. I mean, I feel like that was an 80s thing. Mm-hmm. They're so trendy, I guess you and you.
Right.
How do you navigate trends? Just like you said, that's hot right now. And how do you navigate those trends?
We watch on Instagram, all the social media stuff, Women's Wear Daily. Of course, we look at, you know, Vogue online all the time. But we do such good sell-through reports that we're able to, you know, pinpoint, I think, pretty closely what people are looking for and then just sort of piggyback on that.
Right. Yeah. So your staff, how large, small is your staff? I mean, this is a lot of work.
It is. Yeah,
and I identify that, right? You know that, yeah.
We have just under 20 people, and we've got our e-commerce team, which we always could use more people on our e-commerce team.
Really?
It's just hard to decide what all do you put on, you know, the website. And then the sales floor has some part-timers, a couple of full-timers. And then production has, I say, 3.5 people. But
wow.
3.5, yeah.
And is this you're in that store every single day, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and you've been with them since 2011.
We have a young lady that works in the production department that's been there for almost 17 years.
Wow.
And her aunt worked there, so.
So it's a lineage there. Yeah.
We'll celebrate that at the party, too.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And the two original owners will be there.
They will. They get the biggest prize because they've been there the longest.
They had. Yes. You know, women, just seeing the change in where we are and where we are still going as a woman and an entrepreneur and in the business world, can they believe the change that's happening and what's going on?
I think they're both very surprised. Yeah. Nancy still comes in quite often. Mm-hmm. She shops and she consigns. And then Jan, she lives near Seattle, but she'll be here for the party. But I think they're both surprised.
Right.
And to see resale become so popular and mainstream after some of the experiences they had with the hiding in the hallways and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Right. So it just hit me, the economy right now. The economy's tough. But that has to be good for your business, right?
It is. Yes. That's typically the trend we see. Yeah.
That is. Right. Yeah. With the economy and the tank and then.
You know, and Cucinelli is a really good seller for us in the designer department.
Easy.
And so, you know, if you still want to buy your Cucinelli, this is the place to come.
It's the place to go. Okay, I'm going to ask this, and I actually want to ask this off air, see if I can get any inside scoop. Because I will go to a certain store, and they'll go, okay, you should come in on Tuesdays because the truck comes in on Tuesdays. Oh. Is there a better day to shop? You want to tell me later?
No. I would love to tell you every day we have new arrivals coming out, but sometimes things, you know, priorities change a little bit.
Right.
Friday, Saturdays would be the most new arrivals coming out. But we're trying to get that where it's a steady flow.
Right.
Because we have a lot of shoppers that come in every day. They go to Whole Foods. They come to Clothes Horse. What's new?
Yeah. You're like, hey, Jane, how's it going?
It's we used to call them friends. It's just family now.
It's just me now.
Yeah, that's part of their routine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we kind of hit on this, but I'm going to, you and I have an audience that's listening to this. So the men and women that are, do you have men's?
We don't.
You don't? Okay.
But a man. Every now and again, we've done ties and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That someone comes into you, do they need an appointment? No.
They do not need an appointment Monday to Friday, but on Saturday we do take appointments.
Sounds busy. Okay.
Yeah.
Walk me through again, if we've hit on this a little bit, but let's go through the process of I walk in the store on Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What is the process of me handing over my beloved, whatever it may be, to it goes... What is the entire process? And it could go away that minute, right? Do you put it on the floor then?
So it comes in. We check everything to make sure it's floor ready.
What's that mean?
No wrinkles, no stains.
Yeah.
Um,
$5 stuck in it.
Right. One time we found a cookie in a Chanel bag. That was one of my favorite days at work. I just thought that was so funny.
I love that.
But yeah, so we take it in and then it goes back to production and they check it for any imperfections. We want our shoppers to be confident when they come in, they're buying clean, authentic items. It gets priced, it gets input, and then it rolls out to the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes things go quickly.
Some things go very quickly. Yes.
Wow. I would be following these people.
Yes. It's amazing. And, you know, sometimes there will be things and you're like, will that sell? Because we really do try to take inventory for every demographic, you know?
Yes.
And so college girls, retired professional women, and we, you know, you'll see something and it's like, ooh, maybe that was not the best thing to consign. And then it sells.
And then it sells.
Yeah, right away.
Because I bet you do have a lot of SMUs right here.
Yeah.
I mean, universities. So is it difficult to work there because you want to purchase everything or that's been done?
I forget. Like, you'll see something and then you forget about it because just so many things are coming in. But we have a very strict rule.
Oh.
You can't buy anything for the first 7 days. So that the customer gets first dibs.
He's hide it, Jennifer.
I'm going to go put it under it.
You know, I had told somebody one time, if you're going to die if you don't get to buy it,
right,
we will, yeah. But Jan is very much believes in word of mouth. And so we want people, you know, our shoppers to have the first chance. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's who supports you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Who supports you.
And our team is really good about, like, if they know you love Valentino earrings.
Yeah.
They have a client book and they're going to let you know that that's come in. And
yeah. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
That is great. Okay, so you're an SMU girl. I'm a TCU girl. We're just, you know, down the street basically from each other. What, with your degree, did you know? I know you worked at Neiman Marcus, right?
You know, I tried to fight the retail thing.
You did?
I did. And I was an underwriter for a few years in insurance. And I just always went back to retail.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What was your degree?
Business.
Okay.
You know, and my parents were kind of hippie-ish. And so, I mean, I was in eighth grade and I'm like, I want a Fendi bag. And they're both like, what is that? But I found a way, and I got my Fendi bag.
You did.
I still have it.
I was about to say, you still have that bag?
Yes, I still have it. That was bought in the 80s. At Neiman's at Prestonwood.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You were.
I don't know where that came from, but.
Yeah. That's why fashion has been your thing.
I just keep coming back to it. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I love that so much. So there's competition in the world everywhere we look. So do you... You know, I have several friends in my industry and, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But comparison also makes me better to have
Absolutely.
A better podcast, to have a better feed or have whatever. So how do you navigate that in your career? Because being director of operations, you are the one that is the growth, right? I mean, tell me what you are doing, what you're watching, you keep your eyes on.
I watch the competition very closely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because when I started in 2011, we were still kind of, you know, it was us and a handful of others, mm-hmm. but we were a little spoiled.
Right.
You know, and I think we were maybe a little late with the online.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at The Real have done that really well. So.
Online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. So, just trying to keep up and really watching what are people buying? What are they, you know, I'm not great with the analytics stuff. I'm learning.
Right.
But
it's tough.
Seeing what are people clicking on and
mm-hmm.
all of those fun things. Yeah.
You know, at my age, that's why I have younger women working with me.
Amen.
Because they do get the analytics and someone will ask me about it and I'm like,
I ask all the time, what is that?
What is the conversion? What is the return on investment and all that? But I get it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there's a spot for the owners of your company that were the driving force, the idea girls, you at mm-hmm. your age and our
yeah. what we know. Absolutely. And then the young people that are coming into the world that can take technology and just, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I mean, do you have a whole department of people that do that?
We have, the e-commerce team is truly amazing. And I have an idea. And they're like, oh no. Oh, she has an idea. No, but I have an idea. What if, can we do this? And they just do it.
They just do it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
My daughter won't let me do a reel. She won't let me make a reel. I've tried because I don't want to bother her, and, on the weekend or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not qualified. I'm not. I can stand in front of the camera, but I'm just not qualified.
Is that a reel? Is that a GIF or a JIF? How do you say it? I mean, I wear them out.
I know. And you know what takes me, 3 to 5 business days, she can do in 5 minutes. So
yes.
Is that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah. So I love seeing, businesses thrive through the ages, and a business that's 50 years old that is hiring now, probably fashion merchandising majors from SMU.
We have a few young ladies coming in next week from SMU.
Really?
Interviews. I'm very excited.
Great. Yeah. I mean, you talked about e-commerce. You talked about the different, being on the floor and idea person. I know you're, social media, all of those fabulous things. So it takes different people, that are so interested in different things to run a business, right?
Yes.
So it's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy. Well, that is exciting after the young girls in there.
Oh, they're so smart. It's crazy.
Can you believe fashion, how much it's changed and it's coming back around? And
no. And I think what's so funny, like when I started, furs were such a big thing. We sold a lot of furs, and we sold a $45,000 fur one day, and I was just in shock. And today it's the dresses, and it's Lululemon. And I mean, we still sell a lot of luxury items, but it's just the casualness.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Jennifer, you might have said this earlier in the show, but we're going to ask it again. Percentages.
Again. Okay.
Percentages, because I know people that have things, and a lot of people do donate. I think I told you this earlier. That it's hard for me to give away, like I said,
for sure.
But again, it's a gift and something that we've used and used.
Right.
But what are the percentages for the people that go, golly, I don't know. But then you can buy a new bag or a new pair of shoes.
That's right. So we used to just do a 50-50 split, and then we switched that a couple of years ago just to kind of keep up and be competitive with our competition. And we did... We do 80% if the item sells over 5,000, and then 70% over 500, 60% over 250. And so it's tiered like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great percentage.
We wanted to be competitive. Yeah. We wanted to.
You are.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you are, because I have sold some things and I received a $10 check and I just about lost it.
Oh.
I mean, I could have given it to someone and felt better about myself. So,
right.
But again, some of the sites and some of your competition may not take certain brands.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, and then we get into, we don't want to be, we try to limit what we take on some of the lower price point things just because they're not super profitable for the client or for the store.
Right.
You know?
Yes, exactly. If you bring in a $10 item, right?
I have a problem in that I think everything has value and everything can sell. So they have to reel me in sometimes.
Yeah. Don't ask for ideas. Remember what they said to you. I'm going to read something in a press release that you said. Jennifer says, we've always been a female owned and operated company supported by local consigners and shoppers. We pride ourselves in offering a convenient and confidential consignment experience, ensuring that consigning with us is hassle-free and discreet. You keep saying those words, discreet. I love this. We really offer the best way to build your wardrobe with high quality items at unbeatable prices. I mean that says it all. I want to tell you a story. I made the decision to sell something, but I haven't sold it yet. So
okay.
Because my husband, he said same thing. Now my husband, let's see, Greg is just turned 70.
Okay.
So Greg, you can imagine where his idea is. I said, I'm going to sell this. He goes, we don't have to do that. Okay. I mean, we don't. You see where his brain
is? Yes. Yeah.
Of course, my brain was like, I have to get 80% of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I see what you're talking about being discreet. I'm like, are you embarrassed? Right?
Well, yeah, no. If people are still very private about that. We've got a client, she buys a lot of stuff, new with tags, and doesn't want to return it, doesn't want to hurt the sales associate's commission. So she brings it to us, but she's like, I don't want anybody to know that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a secret I'm telling you all about myself right now. I'm really, you know, I'm transparent. I say a lot of things on my podcast. This dress I've had a year. I just took the price tag off just a few minutes ago because I always think I'm going to sell it again. I need to sell it. It may be a time. I got to sell it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I just took it off for you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Is it better if we have the tags on?
People love that. Yes. Ooh. The shoppers love the tags on the clothes.
I'm going to keep my tags back. I'm going to, man, it's in the trash can.
We'll get it out. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, girly, tell me about this fabulous event. We talked about it earlier, so we are so excited about this. I can't wait to attend.
I did. Yes. We were going to try to get some clothes like from the actual decades.
Oh.
And then Robin, who's doing the show, suggested, let's use current clothes, but just to mark the decade.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So, like, we pulled some really thick corduroy, like a wide corduroy the other day.
Yeah. I mean, in bell bottoms and, I mean, all those.
I felt like Maude was there with some of the kimono type things we were pulling. And it'll be fun.
I love fashion. You must love fashion. You have to.
I do, yes.
All right. Tell us again, when this is in April?
Party is Saturday, April the 20th, and it's from 2 to 4 p.m. We'll be open all day, but we'll just have the festivities will be from 2 to 4.
Yes, 2 to 4. And please, everyone, again, in the show notes, RSVP, please go ahead and do that right now as you hear that, for sure. And we will all be there, and I can't wait to see you. Yeah. Congratulations. And you've kind of grown up with this baby.
Yes, I've seen a lot of changes in the time that I've been there. It's the industry is kind of wild. Yeah.
It is. It's a ride.
It's fun to see it grow.
Exactly. Okay. I am going to have in the show notes how we can find you, but your website is?
ClotheshorseAnonymous.com.
Okay, and that's Facebook, all of the things.
We've got all of it.
It's all there, and we're going to link everything.
Yep.
It has been a pleasure having you on.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. I mean, I just connect with you so much, and it's great. I'm going to have to come over and have lunch with you.
That would be amazing.
At the Whole Foods next to the Clothes Horse Anonymous. Have you been there?
Daily.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening today. Go over there. Oh, my goodness. You're going to absolutely love us and love it. And join us on April 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. and RSVP. And you know what I say every single week to you all. Keep being fabulous.